Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to our Maker. Tell God, say, Lord, my God, I thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ and its saving power. The Bible says that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Therefore, I thank you, my God, for the gospel of Jesus Christ and its saving power. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please put the mark of your ownership upon my life forever. Count me as your own. Count me as your own precious possession, purchased with the blood of your Son. Please put the mark of your ownership upon my life forever. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. I read from the Passion Translation, TPT version. I read. Jesus was handed over to be crucified for the forgiveness of our sins and was raised back to life to prove that he had made us right with God. Full stop. Praise God. That is the truth. There was the crucifixion before the resurrection. Jesus Christ, the sinless Son of God, was publicly executed on the cross at Calvary, as your substitute, as my substitute, for the sins we inherited and for the sins we committed. That's why in John chapter 1, verse 29, John the Baptizer proclaimed him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus Christ died a most painful death for us in order to fulfill the demand of the law, the demand of justice. So the crucifixion was not an entertaining drama, nor was it a tantalizing fiction. It was a real public humiliation of Jesus, the Son of God. And one thing about pain is that pain is always painful to the human body. So, Jesus, the Son of God, in human body, suffered extreme pain for you and for me on the cross. He was raised from the dead to show that his sacrifice had been accepted. So that we who believe now have been raised with Jesus. We are discharged and we are acquitted. We are freed from any guilt or condemnation. This is the simple message of the gospel. It is the good news. This is the basis of the Christian faith. It is the grace of God extended lavishly to all humanity at the expense of Jesus Christ. And it is deeply and radically life-changing. Therefore, true believers, and I mean genuine children of God, I mean faithful followers of Jesus Christ, they hate the sins that made Jesus to suffer on the cross. We hate the sins so much that we confess and forsake them. But those who continue in their sinful lifestyles, while they continue to claim to be Christians, they are liars. The resurrection power in us gives us mastery over ourselves and victory over sin. May the resurrection power continue to work in us, work with us, and work through us in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the gospel, the good news. It is your power unto salvation to everybody in the world. We thank you for the grace to believe. Thank you for those of us who have believed. We become your children and we are walking with you. May your power continue to power our lives forward. May we continue to receive the grace to please you more and more all the days of our lives. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.